You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and in this episode, we continue our discussion of examining a Christian worldview. In our previous broadcast, we interviewed Dr. Mark McClellan, who talked about the scope and definition and importance of having a Christian worldview. And joining me in this segment is Ishwaran Mudaliar, who is Professor of Old Testament at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Mudaliar, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you.
In your piece, which I thought was excellent, you explored the creationist worldview according to the Bible. And I wanted to ask first, just how important is it when thinking of a worldview to examine one's origins to the entire discussion?
It's very important. It's very fundamental to the Christian faith to understand our origins, what our Creator is like, how He created the world, that He created the world, and what our place is in His creation.
In your article, you mentioned evolutionists insist that humans evolved from, quote, ape men who lived millions of years ago. And then you go on to underscore the biblical account of creation and the underpinnings from that. You talk about in Genesis how we read man's body was created from the dust of the ground on the sixth day that the Lord God breathed into him the breath of life. Just how important is it to have a worldview that assumes a biblical origins as opposed to evolutionary?
In the biblical account, God directly created man and then woman on the sixth day. And when He did, He gave him the breath of life, and He gave him the image of God, male and female. That's very different from the evolutionary perspective, because in the evolutionary perspective, it's all by chance. It's random and it's meaningless. There's no purpose. Man does not have this value of being created in the image of God. So man ends up being like an animal or a sophisticated animal. And just as animals capture and kill one another, humans can do the same thing. Or man, according to the evolutionary worldview, can do the same thing. And he can define who he wants to preserve and who he wants to destroy. And this is the basis for philosophies and political movements that commit genocide.
That's a fascinating point, and it's shocking to hear because so many act as though they were not created in the image of God, and in fact, we know just the opposite is true. Could you elaborate on some of the scriptures you mentioned, like the phrase, how the world was created out of nothing?
Yes. The scripture says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's Genesis 1:1, and I take that to mean that that was the first act of creation in God forming the foundations of the heavens and the earth. This is the case, or this same sentiment is made by Christ when He speaks of those who have persecuted the Christians or believers, and they've done so since the foundation of the world, which is a reference to Abel, and He does make mention of Abel when He cites that the fact that there has been persecution from that point, and there will be, or has been up to the point of Christ. That would be like Luke 11:49-51, where He says that in order that the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah. The significance of that is Abel existed at the time of the foundation of the world. So we cannot have millions or billions of years from the time the world was founded to the time that Abel existed. And there are many such passages that make that connection.
And you talk about in your piece that Christian ethics assume a transcendent truth of right and wrong, that, again, man is not a higher animal, but we are instead created in the image of God, and to act contrary to that is to violate the very truth of God. You mentioned genocide in our conversation as well as in this piece. Are there some recommended readings for someone who really wanted to delve into the origins issue more that you could suggest?
Yes. I actually recommend one website that's very good, and it has a lot of literature, videos, articles, books that they recommend, and it's called Answers in Genesis, answersingenesis.org. And that literature is suitable for a church audience. There's materials designed to present to the a church body, for children, for youth, for adults, those that are more academic, those that are on the more popular level. There's many resources, so I don't have one in particular that I would recommend, but I do recommend that website because it has a lot of resources.
Excellent. And just to put the punctuation mark on our discussion here about origins, would you say it is among the top apologetic views in the public debate today?
Yes, certainly. And I think that whatever position one holds, he would say that it is a crucial position, whatever side he stands on the issue of evolution or creation or some kind of attempt to bridge the gap between the two. Everyone recognizes it's a fundamental issue that we all need to make a decision on.
Amen. We're talking to Ishwaran Mudaliar, who is professor of Old Testament at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Mudaliar, thank you for coming on to Messenger Insight. Thank you for writing this incredible piece about the creationist worldview according to the Bible.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.